Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. శిల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి నామాచార్య హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి ప్రేమ్ సే కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృందకి హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్రకి హరినామ సంకీర్తన యజ్ఞకి శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప్ గోపికా శ్యామ్ కుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కి వృందావన్ మథురా ధామ కి నవదీప్ మాయాపూర్ ధామకి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామకి గంగామయ్యా యమునామయ్యాకి తులసీదేవి భక్తిదేవికి గౌర్ ప్రేమానందీ. ఓం అజ్ఞాంతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభిష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. నమ ఓం విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీ నితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛా కల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధువ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో హ్యాపీ టు బి ఎ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ వండర్ఫుల్ లక్ష్మీనారాయణ ఫెస్టివల్ విచ్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ సిన్స్ మెనీ మెనీ ఇయర్స్ ఓవర్ హియర్. యాక్చువల్లీ సడన్లీ రాధా గోపీనాథ్ ఆర్ అవర్ వర్షిపబుల్ లార్డ్స్ అలాంగ్ విత్ గౌర్ నితాయి అండ్ గోపాల్జీ, బట్ ద ఒరిజినల్ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పీస్ ఆఫ్ ల్యాండ్ ఈజ్ లక్ష్మీనారాయణ్ జీ. దే ఆర్ హియర్ సిన్స్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ సెంచురీ ఆర్ సంథింగ్ అరౌండ్ దాట్, మేబీ లిటిల్ మోర్ ఆర్ లెస్ ఇయర్స్. And they have been worshipped regularly since many, many years before our devotees took care of worship. So, it's a wonderful event. The Lord of this place, certainly Lakshminarayan ji, are in inconceivable way non-different than Radha Gopinath. Still, it's Achintya Bhedabhed. Just like this wonderful pastime in Champahati in Mayapur, one devotee, I think Sarang Thakur, my name may not be correct. So Lord Chaitanya came to his place and now the time was there for Lord Chaitanya to move, to go to the next place. At that time this devotee, he felt so disappointed or so sorrow that he requested Lord that you please stay here. And to pacify the devotee, Lord Gaur Nithai, they personally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally called a deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, these deities are non-different than us. We are also Gaur Nithai. And if you worship them, if you see them, they are as good as we are over here. So the deities will stay and we will go. So sometimes devotees can do some transcendental trickery. which is allowed sometimes. It's a trickery in one way. So that devotee told the Lord, okay, if you both are the one and the same, then you both stay here and let the deities go. But as it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, I am the biggest tricker. I can make the biggest tricks. But initially Lord Chaitanya said, okay. So Lord Gaur Nithai, who were there, they stood, they raised their hands. They stood at their place as deities. And the deities, they put their hands down and they started walking. So this devotee was confused. So he ran after them. Said, please, please, where are you going? Please stay here. He said, you only just allowed us to go and no go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nithyananda Prabhu are there. So he said, no, no, what do you know? You stay here and let them go. They said, okay. And they came back. They raised their hand. They stood over there. And those who were raising the hand, they put down. And they started walking. And again this devotee was confused. He again ran behind Gaur Nithai. And he said, where are you going? He said, just now you told that you can go and you can stay. So they are staying and we are going. And just now, as you are confused that who are original Gaur Nithai, which are going and which are not staying. So it happened many times, 5-10 times. And that devotee was confused that of the two, which are the original Gaur Nithai and which are the deities. Now because so many times it happened that way. So ultimately, Lord said, one of us has to stay and one of us has to go. So those deities are still there in Champahati. So anyway, we see that this Lakshminarayan, just like Radha Gopinath and Lakshminarayan are one and the same in one way. But in one way, like just like that, deities and Lord Chaitanya himself were same. At the same time, this devotee was saying, I want him, I want him. So in a beautiful way, Lakshminarayan ji, we can say, came here many, many years back. Just like Srila Prabhupada, before our temple was manifested, even no one thought that temple will be here. In 1970s, Prabhupada was there on the steps of Bharati Vidya Bhavan. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu, his disciple, remembers, from Bharati Vidya Bhavan steps, Prabhupada pointed a cane towards this lane. Exactly. And he said, one day we will have one temple here. And Prabhupada told somewhere in 1972-75, and this temple began in 87, around 13-14 years afterwards. So we see, sometimes we can say, Lakshminarayan ji first came here. He arranged the place. Now we can say captured the place. Yeah, sometimes Srila Prabhupada, when he was trying to establish temple in Juhu, it was a big story. And some other he has worshipped, prayed to Radharaswari ji. There are a lot of difficulties, oppositions, troubles from many people to make Radharaswari temple. And Prabhupada has prayed, please, please you stay here and I will in one day make a very big temple for you. Initially the temporary temple was broken by municipality and so many things happened. But some other Radharaswari Prabhupada said, once the deities come, they capture the place. So Lakshminarayan came and they captured the place. Why? That all of you can come. They are most happy seeing all of you coming, chanting, hearing katha, doing abhishek and having prasadam. And then Radha Gopinath came and then all of you came. So when first time Lakshminarayan ji came around 100 years back or so, he knew that all of you are coming in the future. So he wanted to arrange a place for all of you. Anyway, so today is a wonderful event of Lakshmi Narayan festival. They are here and there are many places we have Lakshmi Narayan temple. And generally we think that Lakshmi ji is the goddesses of money or finances. But actually Lakshmi ji, today I will discuss something about Lakshmi ji. And if time permits, which mostly will not, then we'll discuss something about Narayan ji also, or next year. So today we'll discuss first about Lakshmi ji. Her right is first. We always have Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram, Radha Krishna temple. So energy, although energy, but her right is first. So actually, just like we say, when Sita Devi was stolen by Ravan, she was not original Sita. She was Chaya or Maya Sita. Similarly, Lakshmi ji has two forms. There are many forms. We call it Ashta Lakshmi, if you know. There are some photos of Lakshmiji where she is in the center and then eight Lakshmijis are around. So I'll be discussing that also. But before that Ashta Lakshmi, there are two forms. Generally people in this world who are just, they think Lakshmiji means money, then they are on the first external form of Lakshmiji. She is called as Sampat Rupa Lakshmi. Her name is also called as Chanchala. Sampat Rupa Lakshmi means Sampatti. Sampatti is Sampatti. So this is like the shadow form of Lakshmiji. And she is there just to bewilder all the souls in this world. But then other Lakshmi, which is the original form, her original mood, she is called as Bhagavat Prayashi Lakshmi. She likes Bhagavat Seva. She is always at all the same person, like Lord Shiva, same, sometimes do Tandav Nurtya, sometimes sits and chants Lord Ram's name. Lakshmiji is same, but first she expands herself into two forms. One, just to bewilder the people in this world. Everyone is after money in this world. As the saying goes, money is sweeter than honey. And especially in Kali Yuga we see, people work so hard, they don't care for their health, and they earn some money. That is Sampat, people are bewildered. She is not, there is another Lakshmi called as Vaibhav Lakshmi, but she is different. See, Lakshmi is not only money. The Vaibhav Lakshmi or this Bhagavat Priyashi Lakshmi, she is money which helps people to advance in spiritual life or at least what you call it, Varnashram. If money comes and that creates murder between brothers or husband and wife fight within each other, that is not Lakshmiji. That is the external form. Maya. Original Vaibhav Lakshmi, when she comes, she is not only money, along with money, everything good has to come. But when we see in this Kali Yuga, along with money, fights come, disagreements come, and then lack of trust comes, doubting nature comes, then that is not actually Lakshmi. She is money, but not the Lakshmi in her own form. She is in her external form. That is, I mentioned, Sampat Rupa. So, then there is Sampat Rupa Lakshmi, as I was saying, people are so much after wealth, they sacrifice their health. As they say, to earn the wealth, I had to spend my health. And then to earn the health, I had to spend my wealth. And in the end, I had nothing. That's what actually people in this world do. First 20 years, they sacrifice their health and earn wealth. And then so many medical treatments start. They try to get back their health, but spend lot of wealth. Then in the end, both have gone. Health has gone, wealth has gone. But she is not Lakshmi, she is another form. But then, as I said, there is another one, original form of Lakshmi, which is called Bhagavat Priyashi Lakshmi. She is completely engaged in the service of Narayana. Bhagavan Narayana. She is not only Manil, which is called as Chanchala, which doesn't stay at one place. Chanchal, you know. Lakshmiji is called Chanchala because she doesn't stay at one place. So, now we'll discuss more on Bhagavat Priyashi Lakshmi. She is the one, she is not Chanchala. See, Bhagavat Priyashi Lakshmi is not Chanchala. She is fixed at not Narayana's lotus feet. We all have seen those photos that Lord Narayana is lying down and Lakshmiji is at his feet. She does never leave that feet. So how can she be called Chanchala? Because she is fixed. So she is not Chanchala. Bhagavat Priyashi Lakshmi is fixed. She is not Chanchala. And actually I will also read one shloka. Those who have Srimad Bhagavatam or Veda pocket or whatever you call it, they can open their mobile. This Lakshmiji, she appeared from Samudra Manthan. You can open eight cantos, you have pocket Vedas. Wonderful shloka is there. Actually, if you see, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a wonderful thing. Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken, it is certainly a book of knowledge, book of devotion. But along with that, It's wonderful piece of art and creation also. So we see from Samudra Manthan, many things came out. The first, certainly we all of us know, which Lord Shiva accepted was Halahal, great poison. First was Halahal. Second came was Surbhi Kau. Third was Uccheshrava horse. Fourth was Airavat elephant. Fifth was Kaustub and Padmarga gems. Some gems came out. Sixth was the heavenly flowers. Seventh was Apsara. And eighth was Lakshmi. So even while speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami, while narrating this event of Samudra Manthan, and how one after another, all these great personalities came out. Halahal, Surbhi, Uccheshrava, Airavat, Kaustub, Apsaras, and then Lakshmi. In the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are Ashtalakshmis, and then Lakshmi was the 8th to come out from the ocean, churning of ocean. There are Ashtalakshmis, 8 forms of Lakshmis. And she was the 8th item to come out from the ocean. 8th personality, I can call her an item. 8th personality to come out of the ocean. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 8th chapter, 8th shloka, Sukhdev Goswami describes out Lakshmiji. Which is the 8th item that comes out of the... So even while speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami can create such a wonderful art, skill. It's very difficult. So... He says in that shloka about Lakshmiji, I just read, those who have, they can follow me, or those who don't have, they can hear and try to follow me. Most of you nowadays have it on mobile, so you can open 888, 8 canto, 8 chapter, 8 shloka. Okay, I'll select word by word. Tatascha avira bhuta. Sakshad, I am saying word by word. Sakshad, Shri, Rama, Bhagavat Para, Rachayanti, sorry, Ranjayanti, Dishaha, Kantya, Vidyut, Saudamani, Yatha, Tatascha virabhuta sakshad Shri Rama Bhagavat Para Ranjayanti Disha Kantya Vidyut Sauda Maniyata Tatascha virabhuta sakshad Shri Rama Bhagavat Para Ranjayanti Disha Kantya Vidyut Sauda Maniyatha Tatascha Virabhuta Sakshat Shri Rama Bhagavat Para Ranjayanti Disha Kantya Vidyut Saudamani Yatha. So I'll just take the translation. Then there appeared the goddess of fortune, Rama, who is absolutely dedicated to being enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She appeared like electricity, surpassing the lightning that might illuminate a marble mountain. So here, the example or analogy of lightning illuminating a marble mountain is given. Generally, marble mountains are not very common to see. Some of you might have gone to Jaipur, and from Jaipur you might have gone to Pushkar. On the way to Pushkar, there is some Kishan Ganj or something, some area, where actually all this Makrana marble comes out, big mines. And there you can see actually big, big mountains. Like we have mountains here, so bauxite or other lava material solidified, they are actually big mountains of white marble mountains. And here we have many examples. When the lightning appears in the night, the whole night sky is full, becomes very bright. We, for that moment, we can see everything in around. But where there are marble mountains, marbles are naturally very shining. Where there are marble mountains, when the lightning strikes, the marble mountain reflects its swatha in a wonderful way. Actually, it is said, I don't have an experience of that, it is said that the reflection from the marble mountain is so bright that it actually illuminates the lightning itself. Sometimes, like, we can use the lens and it can give out a light which can become more powerful than the original light, something like that. So here, Lakshmiji is called as Vidyut Sodamani. That Sodamani is the reflection from marble mountain. She is not only Vidyut, she is not only fire or lightning, but she is the lightning, she is more beautiful, or we can call it more bright, more effulgent than the lightning which is made more lightened by the reflection on marble mountain. So Lakshmiji is such a beautiful personality. And she appeared over there, surpassing the lightning that might illuminate a marble mountain. That Vidyut Sodamani Yatha. And we see here, her many names are there, Rama, Shri Rama, Bhagavat Para. So please understand, this Lakshmi is not Chanchala. She is fixed wherever Narayan is there. But the Lakshmi, which is only wealth, Sampat Rupa, she is Chanchala. She never stays at one place. So now there we will discuss something about Ashta Lakshmi. The first is called as Adi Lakshmi. Adi means the original one. She was the one who was manifested from the Sira Sagar, churning of ocean. And okay. So, actually there is also a story. Each of this Ashtalakshmi is a story. If time permits, I will tell few stories. So, Mahalakshmi, this original Adi Lakshmi, we heard this story. So, you understand, we hear many stories. Just like there are three Vishnus, those who are coming regularly, they know. So, eight Lakshmis have eight different forms. They give different types of benedictions. And we hear stories of Lakshmi, but they are of a particular Lakshmi. So one story about Mahalakshmi I will tell, Adi Lakshmi. So we see the original Lakshmi in the Vaikuntha, Mahalakshmi. And we hear that one time, Apsaras in the heavenly planets were, in the spiritual world was there singing very beautifully. And seeing Apsaras sing so beautifully, Lakshmiji was wearing a garland. She took out that garland and she gave that garland to Apsaras. Later on, Apsaras were walking with that garland, and when they were moving around, they saw Durvas Muni. So we have only heard the story which happened after that. They gave the garland to Durvas Muni, and Durvas Muni knew that garland belongs to, is a Mahaprasad of Lakshmiji. So he did not feel bad. In fact, he was grateful to get the garland. He wore it for some time. And as he was moving, most of us know the story. What happened? He took out that garland after some time and gave to Indra. Indra took that garland, but he did not respect it. So that Lakshmi is Adi Lakshmi. The first among the eight. We call it Mahalakshmi also. And Durvas Muni gave this garland to Indra. And Indra rejected it and gave to Airavat. And he did not understand what's Mahal Prasad, and he just threw it around and crushed it under his feet. And because of that, Durvas Muni cursed Indra that you did not respect the Mahagarland of Lakshmiji properly. Because of that, Lakshmiji will be having avakurpa on you and you will lose all your kingdom. So actually, most Lakshmis have four arms. All the Lakshmis two arms. they are in fixed mudras. Huh? One is Abhay mudra and one is Varada mudra. Huh? Giving Abhay means like this and Varada is like this. So all eight Lakshmi is, these two arms are in this fixed position. One is giving you fearlessness and one is giving you benediction. Varada. Then other arms sometimes have lotus. According to their duties or their activities, like there is one Virya Lakshmi. She helps kings to get power and kingdom. So she has weapons in her arms. But two arms are fixed. So some Lakshmis have four arms and some even have six and eight arms. Then, second Lakshmi is Dhanya Lakshmi. Sometimes we see along with Lakshmi there are grains shown in the photos. If you have seen some traditional photos of Lakshmi in India, there's sugar cane and grains like that. So she is Dhanya Lakshmi. She arranges the, or she favors the provision of food. When the Dhanya Lakshmi is merciful, then there are enough food grains around. And also other eatables like sugar cane, banana. And Dhanya Lakshmi is Mother Sita. Why? Because both came from earth. Mother Sita, if you know, Janak Maharaj found her when he was plowing the field. So Mother Sita came from earth and Dhanya, the Dhanya Lakshmi, all the provisions of food also come from earth. So Mother Sita is Dhanya Lakshmi. And there is another story of this Dhanya Lakshmi. All of these stories you know, but I am giving some details of a story. Like Draupadi and that Akshay Patra and Durvasa Muni coming, I am mentioning that story. So we all know that it was a great anxiety for Pandavas that how they are going to serve Durvasa Muni with 60,000 disciples. There are some Gurastas over here and may not be here, but they are listening. I know they do worship, not worship, they do welcome and invite devotees or their guests at their home. And they give them prasadam. Very good. But suppose you are a Gurastha in your home, 60,001 uninvited guest comes. They are called Atithi. No SMS, no WhatsApp. I am coming. And even if invited guest comes, 60,001. We all know, some of you have come to Yatra of Radha Gopinath Temple. To cook for 5,000 people, there is a team of at least few hundred people. And they are working from morning 4 a.m. And still, we get only breakfast, lunch and dinner is separate department. So, their Mata is over here. Suddenly, Prabhuji has to provide the provisions. Then only Mata can cook. But still, you have to provide the provisions. Prabhuji has to provide the provisions for 60,000 people. And Mata has to cook for 60,000 people. They will ask the question, we have to cook for 60,000 in a year or what? Sometimes one devotee initially, he told me, Prabhuji, now I am chanting 16 rounds in a month. So, Mataji may say, we can cook for 60,000 people, but maybe a decade. And here Draupadi, but there Akshay Patra was there. And we all know the story that one grain of rice was remaining. So actually at that time, when Krishna came there and he asked for that one grain of rice, Krishna summoned Dhanya Lakshmi to come and told that you go and fill all the bellies of. So Krishna did it. But how did he did it? By summoning the Dhanya Lakshmi and told you go and fill the bellies of all those Durvasa Muni and their disciples. And therefore, this Dhanya Lakshmi is also called, actually Narayan's one name, I don't know, but I read from book. So, Narayan's one name is Pachimal. Pachimal means, which is green. So, Narayan's color, one way, like Lord Ram's color is green. So, Lakshmi is with Narayan, Dhanya Lakshmi. And therefore, she had made all the vegetation also green. Because that Lakshmi is with that form of Narayan. And then the third Lakshmi, first Lakshmi was Adi Lakshmi, then Dhanya Lakshmi, And third Lakshmi is named as Vidya Lakshmi. She is also Saraswati. We all know the goddesses of learning is Saraswati. So that is third Lakshmi. She gives us knowledge. If someone wants, she can. There is one wonderful story of Kalidas. You know, in Sanskrit language literature, Kalidas literature is very famous. Like one of the top, very, like people, after studying some basic Sanskrit, they read Kalidas's, I don't know, some Shakuntalam or some books, two books. They are very high level study of Sanskrit. But actually this Kalidas was a great fool. Completely dull man. And the place or the country where he was staying, there was a princess. She was very intelligent. Her name was Vidyottama. Vidya Uttama. Vidya Uttama. Her name was Vidyottama. And she was so proud. She would invite the scholars and challenge them for debate and defeat all the scholars and brahmanas of that country. And they were so insulted, so agitated, so angry. They said, we have to teach this Vidyottama some lesson. And she had made a challenge. I will marry only a person who can defeat me in argument. So this Kalidas, he was so dull. He was so dull. One day he was in the forest to cut wood. He was sitting on a branch. Like trees, there are branches there. So he was sitting here and cutting the branch over here. So after the branch is cut, he will fall down. So one Brahmin was passing by, scholar. And he saw Kalidas sitting in the wrong way. He should sit here and then cut that side. And he told, oh Kalidas, the way you are cutting the branch, you will fall down. And I said, oh, how can you just say like that? What is your logic? And he continued cutting the branch and he fell down. And then he said, oh, that Brahmana was very intelligent. He knew I will fall down. So he went after that Brahmana and said, oh, you are really, really very intelligent. So this group of all scholars and Brahmanas, they wanted to insult, not insult, take revenge of this Vidyottama. They said, somehow or other we should marry this Kalidas to that Vidyottama. She wants to marry the most intelligent person. We will get our revenge back. So they all told Kalidas, hey Kalidas, his name was not Kalidas at that time, it became later on. Hey Kalidas, do you want to marry the princess? That much intelligent she was. See, basic intelligence everyone has in this world. So he said, princess, why not? I will marry. But I, princess, he said, no, that we'll take care. What we'll do, we'll take you in front of you, the princess. Only thing you should do is you should not open your mouth. You can do any action, whatever you want. You should not open the mouth. So this Brahmana told Vidyottama, now a great scholar has come and he wants to debate with you. Vidyottama said, okay, let me see. I already defeated so many. But she said, they said, there is one small issue that this scholar is in Maunavrat. So she said, if in Maunavrat, how will he debate? So she said, let him go and when his Maunavrat is over, then we'll debate. But scholar says, he's a traveling sadhu. If he goes, we don't know when he will come. We'll debate no only. So Vidyottama said, okay, I know the language of science. We'll debate with science. So Vidyottama was standing, Kalidas was standing. And began the debate with science. Vidyottama did like this. She wanted to say there is one God. That was in her mind. But Kalidas, he was, you know, when Vidyottama did like this, Kalidas is like this. Vidyottama said, oh, he is intelligent. He is saying there is not only one God. There is God and soul. There are two. Vidyottama said, wonderful. Then Kalidas said like this. No, sorry. Then Vidyottama said like this. So she was saying there are five elements. Five gross elements. Kalidas thought, oh, something new. He did like this. So Vidyottama thought that he is saying all the five elements are together in this body. He is a very scholarly person. Actually, Kalidas was thinking in a different way. When Vidyottama did like this, Kalidas thought she is saying, she will remove my one eye. So I said, I will remove your two eyes. Then, he was thinking in his level. Then Vidyottama did like this, Kalidas thought she is going to slap me. He said, I will punch you. So in that way, the debate went on. He was thinking in his way, she was thinking in her way. And ultimately she said, I accept defeat. And he is only suitable to become my husband. I marry him. And the king married Vidyottama to Kalidas. And then the first day itself she understood, he is fool number one. But because he, according to her, he had done such a wonderful Maundvrat debate, she thought he is acting to be fool, but he is not a fool. But after 3 days she understood. Gone case. She said, you nonsense. I wanted to marry the most intelligent person of this kingdom and you are the most dull person. I reject you. You go out. And being insulted, this Kalidas felt so bad. He said, I have to become knowledgeable to match her. And while dejected he was walking, he saw that washerman washing clothes on the well. And just by clothes are so soft, but hitting again and again, the rocks become soft. In the sense, they got worn off. So he said, similarly, if I hit the knowledge again and again on my brain, there will be some effect. And he did very deep study, hard work. And he became the most intelligent scholar. Suddenly, this Vidyalakshmi also sometimes takes the form of Kaliji, Kali Devi. And because he was worshipping Vidyalakshmi or Kali Devi, his name later on became Kalidas. Then the fourth one is Gajalakshmi. Sometimes you see along Lakshmiji there are elephants. And they have this lotus in their, not hand, what do you call it? Trunk, yeah. They have lotus in their trunk. So actually, what happened was Lakshmiji was there and Gajendra was there. And Gajendra was, he is offering lotus to Lord Narayan. And Lakshmiji is also offering lotus to Lord Narayan. But Lakshmiji is very efficient. She is doing very fast and quick service. And Gajendra is little slow. So, he was feeling little dejected. So Lord Narayan said, oh Lakshmiji, Gajendra is feeling dejected. Please pay attention to him also. So at that time, Lakshmiji personally came. She accepted all the offerings of Gajendra, lotus flowers, and offered them to Narayan. So actually, in that photo, Lakshmiji wants to show, she is called Gajalakshmi, that I am with even the elephants, if you are doing devotional service. Elephants are generally considered dull. So she is also holding lotus and the Gajendra are also holding lotus. And Lakshmi is saying, we both together are worshipping the Supreme Lord. We are doing service together. And then fifth one is called as Santan Lakshmi. So those couple who want children, they can worship this Lakshmi. Actually, there is also one story about this Santana Lakshmi. There was a king whose name was Padmakshana. And he was a very devoted king doing lot of tapasya. And one day he wanted Lakshmiji as his own daughter. So Lakshmiji one day came and he said, what do you want? Why are you doing so much tapasya? So the king said, I want you as my daughter. But Lakshmi said, I am always in the service of Narayan. If I become your daughter, I have to give up my service. So what do? You please worship Narayan. Take permission from Narayan. And if he allows, then I can come. So what happened was this king worshipped Narayan. And he got the required benediction. And Lakshmiji was born to this king. And when this Lakshmiji grew up, the king did the Swayamvar and there was no one fit to marry her. So, the king made an announcement. Whoever person with a sham, blue color of Vishnu Narayan, If someone comes with that color, I'll marry my daughter to him. And all the kings and demons who had come to marry her became so angry that how is that possible? How can somebody of that color? And they felt insulted and they waged a war against this king, and the king was killed. And seeing the king killed, all of them attacking Lakshmiji, no, she hid herself in the fire. And when everyone went away, she came out. And just 1 minute. And she performed tapasya and she married Lord, Supreme Lord. Then as I said, the next one is Veera Lakshmi, or she is also called as Dhairya Lakshmi. And she is with all the weapons, Shankha, Chakra, bow, arrow, because she is the Lakshmi which blesses the Kshatriyas in the fight. She gives courage and determination during fight. And once there was a great king who was a devotee of this Lakshmi. So this Lakshmi was Raja, Bhoj Raja. And he was worshipping all the eight Lakshmis. And then the time came, then Lakshmi spoke up that now you have worshipped us very nicely, but now there is a time that we have to go. And they said, oh, why are you going, all of eight of you? I am being great devotee of all eight of you. He said, no, it's our time to go. He said, please, you do one thing. At least one of you stay here. So Lakshmi said, okay, you choose anyone, and that one will stay and others will go. Because he was a king. He said, okay, Dhairya Lakshmi will stay here. Or Vijaya Lakshmi. Veera Lakshmi. Then all the other Lakshmi says, oh, that's a trick. Because we never go anywhere except Dhairya Lakshmi. She has to be with us. We can keep others alone. But if Dhairya Lakshmi is not there, we cannot go. So all of them stayed there. Actually, when Arjuna was not willing to fight on the battlefield, Krishna did spoke Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna made Dhairya Lakshmi also bless Arjuna, so that he will get up courage and fight. Then there is Dhanalakshmi, which is very common. Dhanalakshmi chambers, Dhanalakshmi apartments. Everywhere there is Dhanalakshmi. There are many people who are not belonging to Hindu religion. They are from Jains and other religions. But still they also have that Lakshmiji, Dhanalakshmi photo. She is very dear to everyone. Dhanalakshmi, she is there. And then another last Lakshmi is Vijaya Lakshmi. She gives power to govern and command and lead. So great kings worship. Veera Lakshmi is power to fight. And Vijaya Lakshmi is power to rule and govern. Also she is called as Rajya Lakshmi, 8th one. So in South India, there was a person called Vidyaranya. And he was living a life of devotion to Vijaya Lakshmi. And after some time, he wanted his desire to get favor from Vijaya Lakshmi. So Vijaya Lakshmi appeared and she said, what do you want? Then he expressed his desire to have a big kingdom. He said, you have a desire, but your karma doesn't allow you to have that. See, so we understand. Even devatas can't give us benedictions which are not matching our karma. So what actually devatas benediction do? Our karma is there to get that. The devatas can only prepone it. And our karma, we would have got that later on. By the blessings of devata, we get it? No. So this Vijaya Lakshmi said, you want, but your karma doesn't allow you to get it. He wanted a kingdom. So he said, okay. At that time in India, lot of Mughal attacks were happening, many temples were broken, and like that. So he prayed, let these two people become kings. They are brave kings, so that they can protect the Vedic culture. And these two people selected were Harihar and Bukka. And if you know, they both established a wonderful kingdom in South India, most opulent, that is called as Vijayanagar Empire, in which later on Krishnadev Rai and others also came. So that kingdom began with the blessings of Vijaya Lakshmi. And also Vijaya Dashmi, we celebrate in the glories of Vijaya Lakshmi. So in this way, as I said today, I could speak only of Lakshmi ji. So similarly, we can speak of Narayan ji, but if I start now, it will take another hour. and I won't, my time is also given to me was 8:30. Just we'll mention 2-3 points about Narayan ji, because Lakshmi ji won't be happy. She will be happy if we discuss about her, but if we discuss about her and not even little bit about Narayan, then she won't be happy. So Narayan is such a wonderful four name letter, Ajamil called it. Narayana. Ayan means one way is we call it Uttarayan, Dakshinayan. Lord Narayan has many meanings, name Narayan. But one is, Ayan means we know that sun changes his path. So similarly, we are also going under this many paths of birth, old age, disease, death. So name of Narayan can? No. He can stop or samsar, we call it samsar. Samsar means, we know river is called Sarita. River is called Sarita. So, or in Sanskrit the word Sara, or in Marathi we call it Apsar, Sarak, we call it Sarakne. So the word Sara means to keep on moving. And therefore the river is called Sarita. She always keeps on moving. Similarly, the Ayan is also movement. Samsar means, is always moving. Complete, the whole world is always in a moving state. From creation, maintenance, growth, and then destruction. That is samsar. But if we worship, what is Narayan? He can stop the process of our birth and death. Like he did for Ajamil. Like he did for Gajendra. Like Narayan, he is very eager. He is in Vaikuntha, but he is eager to accept devotion. You know that Brahman in South India was offering that kheer and he tested whether it was hot and cold. So Lord Narayan is very eager to just stop the samsara chakra, the cycle of birth and death of all of us. But we have to take shelter of Narayan. Purely. Without any motivation. Ahetuki apratyata bhakti. So we are fortunate that we have Lakshmi Narayan ji along with us. We have Radha Gopinath ji, Gaur Nittai. If we just chant their names, worship them from the heart, ask the Lakshmi ji, please guide me in our devotional life, then Narayan is there to welcome us. I just thought of sharing this, some few points with all of you on this occasion. I am very happy that all of you came and have been listening with great attention. Sorry if there were some shortcomings in our today's discussion. We just end by saying the Maha Mantra once, and I also request the organizers to announce what's the next program by that time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hari Bol. Dayanidhi, I think he's coming. He'll come and tell. Wait till that 2-3 minutes. We'll have some small. Yeah, he's already here. Okay. Down. Down, no? 5 minutes kirtan. And Arati down. Okay. Just 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes kirtan here. And after 5 minutes kirtan, Maha Arati of Lakshmi Narayan ji will get down and then prasadam. So, Jai Satchinand Prabhu is here to do kirtan. It's our fortune. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. The aarti is going on the Lakshmi Narayan temple and we'll be having Shayan Darshan here 8:50. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama.